The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions.
Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition. It is the 26th of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you right now in about 5 minutes.
Well, it finally might be coming true, at least next year. Apple's planning on rolling out its TV streaming service globally next year. Of course, it'll be starting out in the U.S. and then eventually rolling out to over 100 countries after that. Now, this Apple streaming service, nothing like Netflix. In fact, it might be a little bit more like Amazon Prime. As we've already heard, they're going to be having mainly the bulk of their own content. And we don't even know exactly how the service is going to be launched. Standalone app, existing TV app, completely integrated to iTunes, we just don't know. Now, even though we're kind of basing this upon what Amazon Prime is, along with its original programming, it will apparently have access to third-party services. The thing that's actually still up in the air right now is being able to subscribe to channel packages offered by network and cable providers. That's interesting. Again, though, something that's similar to Amazon's channel features. One thing we can probably sure bet on, though, you're only going to find this thing on Apple devices. So if you're on a Roku right now or an Android or Amazon Fire Stick, yeah, this doesn't mean crap to you. Well, it seems that money that Facebook's been handing over to those record companies starting to pay off, because you can now attach songs to your photos and videos in Facebook. Now, they're currently actually testing this new feature, meaning, again, some of you may have it, some of you may not. Though they are promising in the next few days, it should be available to everyone, so that's a short test, isn't it? Basically, how the thing works, you're going to grab your photo from your device, then you're going to tap on a little icon choosing the music sticker. After that, you'll get a list of songs you can choose from. No, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to upload your own content, you gotta choose. After that, the post will show up on your account with a sticker that includes the track's title and the artist. Now, if this sounds a bit, shall we say, on the lame side right now, it is. But Facebook's promising it's gonna get better. They say they will soon introduce a new music section for profiles that'll be much more interactive and have a hell of a lot more choices. Privacy on the internet. Yeah, is there such a thing anymore? Well, if you're using Google and that kind of stuff, it didn't seem to be. But maybe it is a little bit, and I do mean grain of salt, a little bit better now. Google finally is going to let it be a little bit easier, and I do mean a little bit, to delete your search history. Yep, just announced this new option will enable you to view and delete your Google search history. Basically, they're saying it gives you control of some of the data stored on the company's servers. There's that little thing there, though. Some of the data. And believe this or not, you're actually not going to have to go searching for this feature. It will actually be accessible from Google Search itself. And if you think Google's stopping there, well, hold up. How about those Google Maps and Google Services history? Well, you'll be able to take control of that too. Somewhat. Google's hoping this change will now make it easier for people more than ever to delete search records from your Google accounts and take more charge of your privacy. This all coming from a company that relies on your privacy to sell your privacy. And finally, yeah, we're going to get a little disgusting on And Finally today. And talking about privacy, this is about as private as it gets. Poop. Yep, your poop. Sorry, there was no way easing you into that one. We're just going straight to poop. Why are we talking about your poop today? Well, apparently there's plastic in your poop. Well, what? Hence, it seems that the Medical University of Vienna and the Environment Agency of Austria seem to have been looking through people's poop, and they apparently have found small particles, less than 5 millimeters, of plastic in all of these people's poop they've been going through. Now, just so you know, they're saying this is the first study of its kind. Yeah, I can believe that. There was 5 women and 3 men, ages 33 to 65, who were living in Finland, the Netherlands, UK, Italy, Poland, Russia, Japan, and Austria. And they kept a nutrition diary every week of what they ate and what they passed through. Now, all the participants actually consumed plastic-packed food or beverages, and the majority of them ate fish or seafood. And after all this testing was done, they found 10 types of plastics in their poop. Funny enough, the most common being the ones you find in reusable containers. Basically, what it comes down to, they found 20 microplastic particles
particles, ranging in sizes from 50 to 500 micrometers per 10 grams of feces. The bigger question is, how do we avoid this? Well, you can't. More than likely, if you're living in the world we know as of now, you're not going to be able to avoid plastic. It's in literally everything, including us now. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for everything that's BTN, powered by TSO Host. Check out our podcast, blog, reviews. It's all over there for you, and it's all for free. Also, hop on over to our Instagram and Facebook pages, British Tech Network. Also on Twitter at British Tech, and our BTN community over at our Slack room. You can find it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend, but we will be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.